So how about checkpoint inhibitors?
So because of the high degree of T cell infiltration associated with the virus in Merkel cell carcinoma, there's been dramatic progress with the development of PD-1 and PD-L1 blockade for this disease. A first presentation of pembrolizumab for Merkel cell carcinoma showing that in the initial series, more than 50% of patients in the frontline setting had RECIST quality partial responses to treatment. And these can be quite dramatic, meaning within days, we see the tumor starting to shrink massively. And so these are quite effective therapies. Pembrolizumab, as well as avelumab, the PD-L1 antibody. Again, both in the second line after chemotherapy and in the frontline setting, both have been shown to be highly effective. And I'll point out that avelumab has actually gained regulatory approval as the standard PD-L1 therapy in this space, although pembrolizumab also has a compendium listing with the NCCN. The kinetics of treatment response and the efficacy of treatment out over time, again, from the CITN study of pembrolizumab in Merkel cell carcinoma, shows the majority of patients had relatively rapid decrease in the sum diameter of their lesions, which was durable out over extended periods of time. The time to response, again, showing here in the dots, again, essentially at the time of first scan, we see that most patients actually are already demonstrating a RECIST quality response. And so in this study, the initial reported response rate was approximately 70%. Subsequent studies have described that in the frontline setting, more around 50% response rate. In the second line setting, that also drops a little bit further. But really, there's no question that PD-1 and PD-L1 blocking antibodies have become a default standard of care treatment for Merkel cell carcinoma and really should be considered for patients with reasonable performance status, probably in the frontline setting. It isn't to say that we don't use chemotherapy for these patients anymore, however, because a lot of these patients will present with bulky metastatic disease, where we really have to think about doing something aggressively immediately to try to get their symptoms under control. But in my practice, I really try to convert patients over to immunotherapy really as quickly as we can, because I think that the long-term benefit from PD-1 or PD-L1 blocking antibodies really dwarfs any kind of benefit from chemotherapy outside of that initial benefit that you might get from tumor debulking.